Hello.
Hey, Mazin, this is Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, man?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just got done speaking to my underwriter. They were kind of looking at your file, and they're like, "Dude, you guys like looking out for your best interest." They're like, "That working capital loan, it's gonna hurt you more than anything." So they were saying, like, with your brother's credit being really, pretty decent, we can get you guys on a 5-year term.
Okay.
For equipment, okay? So you're not spending this day paying a daily payment or a weekly payment. We're gonna get you on a low monthly payment. Does that sound a lot better than doing the working capital?
Well, that's what we're trying to do with them, but it's taken so long.
She doesn't know what
So
she's doing.
okay, because right now what happened was she did two equipment loans already. Okay. And the balance for the rest of the equipment is about 175. She can't figure out how to do it. Now, I don't know what she paid toward. Now, if I go back to my vendor to have them redo all the invoices, because now she just gave them straight cash. But there's balances on everything. To figure all that, it's just going to just push even more for me.
Okay,
And she
so
didn't know
what's
what she was doing, like you said. And then that's when I was like, can we just get the working capital?
Okay, yeah. So my underwriter here who does equipment finance has been doing it for like 12 years. So that's all he's been doing, and he knows what he's doing. What's the total amount on equipment that you guys need financed?
I believe 175 is the balance,
Okay, that's the
or
balance.
195 or something. Yeah,
175 to 195. Do you have those quotes
yeah,
by chance?
yeah. I do. But she paid out some of those. I don't know what the hell she paid. I mean, some of the vendors are the same vendor. She just did partial payment. Like, I
Wait,
don't
she
even know what
already
the balances are.
she paid them already? You guys already took a couple
Well,
loans
no.
out.
Remember, we had an equipment loan. Okay, we got an equipment loan. We needed a total of a hundred thousand roughly. She's like, "Oh, I gotta do them in four or five parts." I'm like, "Okay, whatever, we don't care." So she did the first one. And it was like $1,400 a month, 5 years, and she paid like 60,000. She did the second one, paid 60,000, but she paid some vendors 50%. And some vendors, like Fine Brothers, I owe them like 180 some thousand. I don't even know. She cut them a check for 19 and a check for like 20. It's just fucking retarded how she did it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's balances that need to be taken care of then, is basically what
Yeah.
it is. She
That.
already.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay, and all right, let me tell my underwriter that. What are the two addresses that you guys have right now? Do you have a website that I can just go and pull that off of?
Yes, go to www.chubbyshoesex.com.
Okay, Chubby's
And
Cheesesteak.
then our address is, you want my address, or you just get off the website?
Yeah, just get there's the two locations there, right? The addresses.
Yep, it should be
Okay.
there.
I got downtown
Chinatown should be.
location and then the Miller Park location.
Yep, those are it.
Okay. Let's see, East Side, Marquette, Bay Shore area, West to 60th. No, that's just it doesn't have the exact address. Oh, there it is.
It should
2232
be.
North Oakland is which one?
That's one of
Downtown.
them. That's, yeah, Chubby's downtown east side.
Okay, and the 2147 is the Miller Park location.
Miller Park, right? Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, can you just send me those quotes real quick of what you
Okay,
got?
email my brother. He has them all organized. Email my brother.
Perfect.
What the quote the but we don't know what the balances are. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. All right. You don't know what the balances
So
are.
that, yeah, that's why it was easier to get, just give us the balance. But once you give us 175,000, we'll figure it out.
Okay. I see.
You
So.
know, and we're just, you know, and I can just call Fine Brothers, what do I owe you? Okay, boom, here you go, the check. And then just do it myself. That way I'm not sitting here scrambling out scrambling. It just gets really confusing. And it's been so long that, like, we're opening in 4 weeks, and this is just, you know, unacceptable what's going on right now.
Yeah, she's gonna cost you guys a lot of money, man, if you end up taking out that capital loan. That's gonna really hurt the cash flow, So let me see what I could do. I'm gonna get you an answer by tomorrow, and then I'm gonna try to fix all this within like 4 or 5 days for you.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll
Okay,
have an
well,
answer.
but right now I have two loans already.
You have two equipment finance loans out right now.
Yeah, out already, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I understood. And there's like a balance of 50% on each one of those invoices.
Something like that, yeah. And there's like the total I think we needed was 308. I think she gave us
120.
110 maybe of it,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Maybe 120, 105, I don't remember. It's 100 or something, the low 100.
Okay.
So, and the balance was roughly 195, I want to say, because that would put us at 110. Yeah, 305, that sounds right. Balance is at 195, but she said she's able to give us a 175 capital loan, and then the other 20,000 she'd do on the equipment loan.
What's the name of the company?
Now it's like four fucking loans.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's the name of the company? Her company.
She wrote Capital Lending.
Capital Lending. Okay. All right, man. Let me talk to my underwriters, and if I have to, I'll call you back. But I think I got everything.
Okay, because now it's like the two loans, and then she gave us the big capital loan, a free loan, and then she didn't give us the balance of $20,000, $25,000 fourth loan. Is that normal?
Okay. No, it's not normal. That's what I'm saying. Like the way the way she did it. I mean, the way she did it is that she was only able to get approved for each equipment of the max of 50,000, which is why she broke it down. We have lenders that can do the whole thing. You know, like we can cover the whole.
What do I do now? I already got these two. Can I just?
That's a great.
Get it all in one. And
that's a great question.
Can you guys just cut them a check and get them out of the fucking picture?
That's what I'm gonna try to do. So let me talk to my underwriter, the guy who's been doing this forever, and then in his experience, he'll know what to do. And then I'll keep you posted. If I have time, I'll call you back today. If not, I'll call you back tomorrow. And then I'll get this handled.
Cool.
I'm gonna try to help you out for sure.
Okay. What I'm gonna do then is I can call Stephanie if it's a goal with you guys and tell her she already paid out 50%. That's all she paid out.
Okay.
So I can just find out what she paid out. And is where we can just cut her a check and then we're done with her?
Well, don't say anything yet. Let me ask and find out so I can find out what road we need to take, because I don't know 100% what to tell you right now. So let me figure it out and then I'll get back to you and we'll make something happen.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem, man.
All right, bye.